You're listening to 89.5 KPOO San Francisco, and welcome to Reality Sandwich Radio. I'm Martin Matthews. I'm an advocate for healthful living, and I'm with healthfulliving.org and nourishinghope.com here in San Francisco, and this program, Reality Sandwich Radio. I wanted to come in and just take the first few moments of the show today to bring up an issue that's just arisen here in California. It's germane to each and every one of us, and very germane to us here at Reality Sandwich, and all of those who believe in equal access to health information, especially around the arena of nutrition and food and what you eat, what you put into your body, and how that affects your health generally, or how it affects your health if you've got a health malady that you're working on and aiming to improve. Julie and I were just up in Canada. We did three different cities educating on nutrition and dietary strategies for autism in Montreal and Toronto, as well as Vancouver. Some folks who got our newsletter got a heads up about that. But we're back. It was an exciting trip. We connected with a lot of folks, and really wonderful to see amazing Canadians that are taking matters by their own hands and applying food and nutrition to help their children. And we certainly don't want to see that type of thing inhibited here in any means by legislation occurring in California. So here's the quick overview. There's been an assembly bill introduced. It's called AB 575. So let me just introduce my guests and tell you who I have on the line, because they're going to give us a quick overview of what's going on here in California. Firstly, I have on the line Nandini Gopinda, and she is a policy coordinator with the Alliance for Natural Health. I'm going to ask her first to give us an overview. And then also joining us on the line is Dr. Ed Bowman. He is with Bowman College of Nutrition and Culinary Arts here in California. And Ed's been working on these issues for 30-some-odd years. He's been very instrumental in the current statewide perspective on how nutritionists are treated and all of that stuff, and he'll speak a little bit too. But for those listening, I just wanted to give you a quick overview. So let me see if my guests are on the line. Nandini, are you there, please?
Hi.
Great. Thanks for joining us. You've been close to these matters in a number of different states, I believe, and now this bill is coming forth here in the state of California. Can you give us a quick overview of what the bill is, what's it intended to be doing, and what's really kind of going on underneath?
Okay, so this bill is being pitched as just a bill that is about licensing for dietitians, but it actually does a lot more than that. In effect, the bill creates a monopoly for dietitians at the expense of other nutritional professionals, such as nutritionists. So it requires nutritionists to complete a dietitian program in order to practice medical nutritional therapy. And this is regardless if the nutritionist holds a master's or even a PhD in nutrition, they still won't be allowed to practice medical nutritional therapy unless they go through this dietitian's program. And we've seen bills like this in a number of states. The ADA, which is the American Dietetic Association, has sponsored legislation like this in over 40 states to basically expand the monopoly for dietitians.
Now, I have to ask, how can that be? I mean, it sounds pretty ludicrous. Right. I mean, I actually telephoned yesterday the office of the assembly person who is bringing this bill forth, and they indicated this is just simply has to do with licensing existing dietitians. Is that not the whole story?
I think many of the assembly members don't really understand the nuances. So while it's presented as just a licensing bill, they talk about a scope of practice, and within that is this medical nutritional therapy, which has many of the practices that any good nutritionist would have to conduct to do their job correctly. So the bill says that only dietitians can practice medical nutritional therapy at the expense of nutritionists.
So if I follow you correctly, they're essentially trying to put in, if the bill is passed, then the bill within itself states that dietitians, right, the folks that they're talking about, mm-hmm. Are the only ones that can practice that type of nutrition?
Exactly.
So the issue here is sort of the inference of what that really means on other people. I mean, even though it's not directly saying that this is a bill about inhibiting others, It's kind of written in there?
Exactly. Kind of hidden in there.
Are there a couple of key phrases that that sort of stand out for you?
Well, actually, there are. Medical and nutritional therapy, for example, involves performing nutritional assessments. It involves nutritional monitoring and evaluation. And all of this are very essential parts of the job of a nutritionist in order for them to do their job correctly.
All right. Ed, are you with us? Ed Bowman?
Yes, most definitely. Hi.
So, Ed, you've been around other attempts to pass legislation that would be inhibiting for practitioners in the practice of nutrition in California. What's your quick take on what's going on here?
All right. Well, we had the very same scenario in 2001. There was a bill called AB 1444, which we opposed, and it was a very interesting dialogue with the dietetics people and with the assembly people. And what we were able to do then was go, we're not trying to regulate dietitians, but we don't want dietitians regulating other health professionals who give nutrition advice, because nutrition is part of life and it's part of health and it's part of education, and there's, you know, everybody seems to have an idea about nutrition. So it would be really contrary to, you know, our rights as citizens and also to the business of California if there was restriction on who can give nutrition advice. So right now, there's a section 2068 of California Business and Practices that states any person can provide nutrition advice or give advice concerning proper nutrition. That's California law. And there's no complaints and there's no reason for the state of California to support dietitians in being the only purveyors of this. So we will go to Sacramento on Tuesday. We will look at this law line by line, word by word, and we will ask them to delete anything that's really creating negativity or restriction of business practices for our right to teach people how to be well, or even to help people with existing medical conditions, which are really quite a lot of people who are going, you know, what can I do nutritionally, you know, to improve my health? So, you know, we're going to get after this one, and we need a lot of response from consumers calling and writing and faxing their representatives to go, you know, the parts of this bill that speak to other people besides dietitians, that those parts of that bill need to be stricken from the bill.
Sure, because the implications seem far greater than, you know, professionally, in that it may put certain individuals out of business or require them to get more certifications, but also inhibiting you, the consumer, the client, the patient, from access to those who might be the most knowledgeable and expert on a particular subject area within nutrition, but don't have these particular, you know, paperwork criteria, right?
I have a school. I have a training program where I train professional nutritionists, one of whom I'm so proud of is Julie Matthews. And Julie's doing terrific work, and her work is professional and science-based and, you know, just has changed people's lives. And anything that would alter that is you know, really ridiculous, and we're not going to let that happen.
Well, we'll certainly go out and touch base with those community members as well. Nandini, any other quick thoughts that you can share regarding, you know, potential implications of this legislation that are significant that we're just not really putting our finger on here that they might not be aware of?
Well, for us, this is really an issue of freedom of choice. We believe that, you know, Californians have the right to choose their form of nutritional therapy from as large a pool of professionals as possible. And nutritionists and dietitians have very different philosophies. As well as that, we believe it's also bad for an already struggling Californian economy. The bill would effectively, you know, greatly diminish an entire profession and kind of remove competition in the field.
Mm.
So, you know, those are our greatest concerns.
Right.
Present.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I want to ask you something in my last closing minutes here, I mean, because we really kind of have to eke this out. You know, I'm obviously someone who would be professionally affected, but I am also kind of a pseudo-journalist in that it's my job to kind of figure out what's going on here, you know? Why doesn't my assembly person understand, you know, these other significant ramifications. Are they just being snowed or what? What do you think's going on with that? They just don't know, what's going on behind the bill? Or, I mean, do we just need to let them, give them the insight or what?
I do think it is a matter of educating our assembly members. And to that effect, we've actually created action alerts on our website, which is anh-usa.org. And we have a take action section. So,
great.
Californians can go to that section of our website and type in their information and zip code, and the letter will go to their legislator and will also be copied to, the members on committee who are considering this bill. And that way it's kind of an outreach and education platform.
So it's anh-usa.org. Where folks can go and find that form, and it'll automatically generate emails to all the necessary requisite folks. It's Assembly Member Mary Hayashi. She is just over here in the East Bay, who is bringing this bill forth. It's going to it's in its first legislative stop, which is the committee that she actually chairs. Interestingly, the Business and Policy Committee. I don't have the exact name, but it's. Committee that she actually chairs next Tuesday. And basically the process is that the bill comes forward, and whoever's bringing it forth mentions it in front of the committee, and then people that want to speak in favor of it speak, and anyone who wants to speak in favor opposing it also hopefully gets some time to speak. And if you have something that you want to oppose, you got to send it in by email. So go to that website and have yourself be heard. Let folks know what you think about this, because as of 72 hours ago, they had no opposition. Nobody had opposed this at all. So we're now mobilizing. We've got great folks from ANH and other organizations around the country are mobilizing right now. And hopefully we can put a stop to this craziness. So I thank you both for joining. Any last quick words before we let you go?
Well, we'll keep people posted on it, because these things really roll across time. It's not a one-timer. But, we want to keep this on the air and raise awareness around this.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ed Bowman from Bowman College, and thank you, Nandini, for joining us from ANH. Folks can go to anh-usa.org to voice their opinions, and stay tuned to Reality Sandwich over the coming weeks. We'll keep you apprised of what's happening here, or, any other attempt by anyone out there to limit your access to information and empowering your personal choices. That's what it's all about. That's what I'm all about. And with that quick note, I'm going to take a quick musical break, and then we'll hand Reality Sandwich off to Dr. Rafe Eric Biggs for the rest of the hour. Thank you for tuning in. This is Reality Sandwich, 89.5 KPOO San Francisco.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.